Lance. What time is it?
Time for another fanshmabulous episode of
The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You've got me, Mr. Magnanimous. Love everybody.
So, you want to get high and listen to some records?
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not nice. Oh, please. I think you're on a mission to damage my credibility.
You're really a broken toy, aren't you?
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm confused.
I don't even remember, but I must have found it funny.
Hey, that figures, you know? Yeah, sure does.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Your visit is always discreet.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. We have the three-man booth for you on the final day of the week for us. We'll be enjoying some time with our families. I could very easily get an invite to the Dudas based on what I'm starting to see. Duda, we'll get into it later.
No, you're not. You're not. Not from this guy. You want to call
anybody? I didn't say you.
Yeah, well...
I said the Dudas.
Yeah.
And
everybody just needs to settle down.
You have to admit that could happen. It's within the realm.
Why? You want to take anything else from me?
Why are you so angry?
I'm just.
What is going on?
You're getting
today?
On my nerves, man. I mean, it's me. He made it for me. I'll get the invite. Me. It's me. That's my pie. It's me. Just stop it.
Don't bring up the pie. Don't.
Well, Jason,
like it's my favorite ever, and she hasn't made it for years, and she doesn't make it for me. She made you guys a pie. Like, we're just giving these things away now. Just giving them away. I'd rather give you my kidney than that pie.
She made you guys a pie. Okay.
Okay. Sweet. My pie.
A sweet.
So my pie? I don't know what you're mad about.
I'm not even going to eat the pie.
You came in today with a little mix of Chex and Cheez-Its and pretzels, and it's outstanding and a big tin of it. We appreciate it. Yeah, and then you had a sweet potato pie.
It was a lot. Tin was a lot bigger than I said to give you.
And we appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you guys are going to enjoy my stuff. It's awesome.
Well, when your better half said, hey, take this over there today, what was your reaction?
It wasn't favorable for you.
For
As
me,
a matter of fact,
but for Jeff, it was fine.
No, it was for neither one of you. As a matter of fact,
what about Debbie?
Debbie, I feel bad about not bringing it. But anyways, let's get back to what actually happened. So she puts the bag by the door. So I was supposed to bring that to you guys. Well, I may have accidentally, purposely forgot to grab the bag and went to the garage and started putting the door up. And then all of a sudden, I hear the door stop, and she's standing there, stopped the door with the bag, and put it in the car. So that's why you got it. So then I'm thinking to myself, why are they getting a whole pie? So as I was driving over here, I'm like, because it's me, I have a fork in the car. So I cut a piece off in the car and ate it just outside your house.
What a terrible.
Before I could bring it in.
I hope Dia heard that.
I felt better about that.
I hope your wife heard
that. I felt so much better.
My goodness.
I had to check it, make sure it was okay.
Unbelievable.
So mad.
We're very appreciative, Dia.
Well, I'm glad that
And I think
happy.
I speak for Jeff.
Yeah, speak for me. Do whatever you got to do.
Listen, you're the one thumbing through the thing and just eating the Cheez-Its.
Who cares what I'm eating?
Eat the whole thing.
I'll eat what I want.
That's
I'll
annoying.
Eat what I like.
Got
no, that's for both of us.
Got you guys
no.
something, and then you're just picking out this and that.
As I mentioned, this guy sitting across from me has 9 boxes of Cheez-Its in his pantry. I don't feel bad about eating the Cheez-Its. I wouldn't feel
this
bad if he didn't have Cheez-Its.
This is a different kind of Cheez-It, though.
Is it?
It's a little.
You just said it was.
Yeah, you said the best Cheez-Its I ever had. And if you eat another one, I'll kill you.
Because they're roasted.
Here's put them one. Away.
She roasts
Dude,
them.
Dude, make them stop.
She throws them in the oven. What? I don't get to eat them, so what? You guys fight over it. It's fine with me.
I might let you borrow a handful.
I already had a bunch of handfuls.
No, you didn't.
Well, then quit whining, for God's sake.
Roasted Cheez-Its, that's the secret?
However she does it, they're in the oven for like an hour.
Now, what pies are you going to have tomorrow? What pies are
Sweet potato
your...
pie.
Oh, so you're going to have that. She's
well, yeah,
made...
but we're taking it, so like it's not like I get the whole pie. I'll get a piece or
well,
two.
Well, couldn't she bake an extra one just for the family or
well,
not?
Well, she could.
Or you just be happy with what you get.
I should be. You're right. But I'm not. Okay? I'm not.
Is that the
it's my favorite thing she makes. It's awesome.
Well, I've had it before. You brought us a sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I should have never
previously.
Should have never brought that over.
Now let me ask you
and
this.
And then she made other
are any other pies in the mix?
No. Don't need them with that thing. Sweet potato pie.
We went to Village Inn and picked up some pie for tomorrow.
That's good.
And then I've got a pumpkin pie coming tomorrow. And I got a little cherry pie today.
Well, they're not going to beat that one. But I'm glad you got pies for the weekend. That's pretty good.
Thank you. You're softening your touch a little bit. Jeff's the one that's just as angry.
I'm so tired of this.
I needed to vent.
Well, then, you know what? Don't participate in three-man booth.
Okay, I'm not. In this sham of a segment.
What's a sham of a segment?
I don't know.
What's your problem?
You?
I'm ready to knock you out right now.
Let's go.
It's almost that time.
If you can get out of that chair, I'll lay you a punch.
Why is Duda a problem? He brought a nice
Yeah, what happened?
Check he can't just be friendly about it. He's got to be angry at us.
I kind of get it.
I told you I had to vent, and I'm okay now.
I kind of get it. You know,
what
this is
your favorite stuff. What if we took Nettie Harris and just gave him to somebody for a
I'd
little
I'd kill
while?
You.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
This is personal to Duda.
But he's getting pie.
Yeah, but he...
Not getting the whole pie.
He could have this whole pie, is the way he looks
That's
at it.
That's right.
And instead, Dia, who's wonderful, and thank you, Dia, apparently is not going to make a sweet potato pie just for her husband this year.
You know what
year.
You could
and
do?
And I don't mind. I'm fine with that.
I know you're fine with that. I can't let that go. She did say, just go get the stuff and I'll make you a couple on the weekend.
Well, then
what are you complaining about?
Because it's like 3 days away.
Or you know what you could do?
What?
You could go get the stuff and make it yourself.
No, don't do it as good.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not the same.
That's on you.
I wouldn't try making a pie. That takes true skill,
it would turn into like a... scrambled egg pie, or it would look awful.
My mother made the best pies, any kind of pie. Lemon meringue, she just dominated. It's just unbelievable what that woman could cook.
Lemon meringue pies are so good.
And she could do it. We often had lemon meringue pie.
Ugh.
And it might be my favorite pie.
It's right up there.
What's your favorite pie?
Pizza.
Pizza pie? I get
it. No, really. What's your favorite?
You don't eat pie. No, I don't like crust on my sweets.
The crust is the best part.
Nah, well then give me a crust. I'm just...
Duda, you know, we have long talked about, and jokingly so, you and perhaps others, probably would need others at this point, taking Jeff out. Now...
That would...
I think that's more relevant now than ever. I've never seen a guy who needs taken down.
I don't know what his deal is. I don't get it.
Yesterday put me in a foul mood. I don't know that I'm over it.
What yesterday?
The technical difficulties doing the show from
you
the
roll
phone.
Past that.
So you were mad about that? How about myself?
Wasn't really mad. Why?
You're like, why don't you just go? Why don't you just leave?
That's not what I said. That's not at all what I said.
No point in you being here. You might as well just go. So I was like, fine, I'll leave. Jeff's mad.
I wasn't mad. It's just like, you didn't want to do that. You didn't want to do that. You didn't want to sit on your phone for 2 hours and...
Well, you could have asked, Duda, do you want to do the phone?
He had no desire for me being around. He was just mad.
Would you think that would have worked?
Oh, yeah, I'd have been sick.
Well, next time.
I'm good on the phone.
Why don't you go outside and do the show from your phone right now?
Sit in the car?
Yeah.
You could, technically. Max might not appreciate that. Did you watch Duke Kansas last night?
Not me, no. I told you I was watching A Man on the Inside.
Yeah, you got to watch Duke Kansas.
I know, but
I don't get it.
I planned to watch Duke Kansas, but my wife got done with dinner about 7:30. It was done, so we sit in front of the TV. We put on Man on the Inside. I like it to be over by 8. We'll switch over. No, we didn't switch over. We kept watching it because it's fantastic.
Well, that's what I told you, so you're admitting it.
It's so good. The first three episodes are just absolutely hilarious.
Well, I told you it got more poignant.
And then, yes, it did. But we're only through, I think, five. We got three more to go.
Yeah, it's very funny, very well written, and very poignant. And Ted Danson is going to win something for it. And Kathy Bates is going to win something for her role in Matlock. And it's good to see the old folks getting acknowledged,
good for
in my
them.
Opinion.
Good for them. I like it.
I like it, too.
Now, tell me this. Don't spoil anything.
And seeing Sally Struthers was big.
Yeah, it was nice. Don't spoil anything, because, like I said, we're not through the season yet. But you say, and I've seen it too, that they're setting up a season two. Would it be the same characters? Would we be back in the nursing
That's
home?
That's a good question.
Because those, yeah, I can't leave those characters. Those are good characters.
Well, this Michael Schur's character development's his specialty. So whomever they come up with.
I know, but I like this setting. It was fun.
Well, these characters are all great.
Right. That's my point.
And it almost makes me look forward to the day when, in a year or so, when I go to a nursing home.
I don't think you can afford an upper scale one like
that.
How
do you know what I can afford?
After you've basically, why didn't you just start there and then worry, and then somebody else worry about the plumbing?
Do you understand? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, because you appear to be somewhat dense at times. And I mean that in the best way.
Isn't dense where it's a lot of stuff?
Yeah, there you go.
Like, so I have a big brain.
That's what
it
means.
It's a lot of stuff in there.
Compact it in there.
Yeah. That's what it means, sure. Do you understand that when you put money into your home, you get a chunk of that money back in resale value?
That's great. I'm just saying.
I'm asking if you understand that.
Why don't we just cut out the middleman? I go to the nice nursing home, which is, you know what it is, and let somebody else deal with the stuff.
Because I don't plan to go to the nursing home.
You said next year.
That was a joke. Was it? Dense.
I'll have you not only put right. in the nursing home, I'll have you committed to the nursing home.
You know what? You try that.
Wouldn't take a lot. I just need to put on an episode of this. They're like, yeah, he's mentally deficient.
Go ahead and try it.
Oh, I will.
I can't wait for that. That'll be fun. That definitely fill up a segment on a show.
You let us know when you get ready for that, okay? Because
it'll be in the works sooner than...
let them know. You got to just kind of do it.
Yeah, maybe I'm already doing it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Intervention. When the
exactly.
time's right, I'll know.
Sure.
I will be able
to. Or maybe you won't.
I will be able to admit to myself when I've slipped to that point.
You think so?
No doubt.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think you will.
Well, look at me now. I haven't slipped.
Exactly. You're not admitting it.
I haven't.
Okay.
Mentally, I
haven't.
I love
putting that little doubt in your head. Have I?
Doing this show?
That's a thrill for me.
I'm better than I've ever been.
You're welcome.
Now you're welcome.
Yeah, it wouldn't be if it was somebody else over here doing it.
I do appreciate my co-hosts, my helpers, my whatever you want to call it. I do appreciate you.
Uh huh.
You like the L's? Is that what you're saying?
Did you see the Kofi Kingston Xavier Woods exchange on Raw? Well, you should.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
Is it similar to what we just had?
It's a little bit. I was just going to wonder which person you thought you were out of those two characters.
Well, I'm the dominant person, whomever the
Who do you think that is?
Probably Xavier Woods.
Maybe.
I don't know who it is.
So I'm the former champion, and I'm all that. I've got all the accolades, is what you're saying. And Jason, you can participate in this conversation too.
No, I don't need to.
He doesn't know that.
You guys talk your wrestling stuff.
It'd be fun if our friend Duda was interested, because he could be a part of our viewing of the Survivor Series on Sunday.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
He doesn't care.
Oh, that would be, man. No, I'm not going to see it.
5 o'clock start, by the way.
5 o'clock Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. Sorry, guys. I'm got a Thanksgiving to go to.
Do you really have another Thanksgiving on Saturday?
Yes.
Be honest.
He's lying. Lying right through your teeth.
Oh, I'm serious.
In-laws or...
you can't even look.
In-laws tomorrow, grandparents, the god kid's godparents Friday, and the other side of the in-laws Saturday.
All right. Who is the other side of the in-laws?
Well, do you want me to just...
No, we don't need to know all the family.
Someone else's family. That means the Diaz, no.
Diaz family.
Is that what it is?
I mean, anybody...
Well,
you
it's
know,
not my in-law, or it's not my family.
Well, I didn't know that you branched off with the in-laws.
Dense,
I don't know how that works.
You are, dense
now
are you?
This is, now you're a little dense. A little dense on this one.
I am interested in the whole concept of godparents, because had I known that existed... I could have sloughed Jeff off.
Yeah, you could have. See, we were
smart. Well, you would have had to, those people would have had to find godparents for me. Because, yeah, right.
Those,
you would just,
those
they
people?
Just would have parented me and then.
Right.
That's what he's just said.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep up, Dent.
I was, you moron.
Man, it's really compact.
Let me have another cheese.
Oh, dive in there, kid.
If you can't follow what we're talking about.
Yum.
It's sad. Put that away.
I will.
That's for my wife.
Says who?
Says Dia Duda.
There you go.
And quit eating all the Cheez-Its. Put it over here. I want one.
No, there's none left. Sorry.
Put it over here.
I don't know where the tin cap is.
Oh, it's right there.
There it is.
Is Jeff likable today?
I don't know what his problem is today. It's not the same guy. Well, it's kind of the same guy as I left yesterday. He's continued that. I'll say that.
Yeah. It was okay. We made the best of it. Better put me in a bad mood for whatever reason.
Here's what we're going to do today. Joanna Chadwick will join us at a special time today at 2:45. We've got state high school championship football games coming up this weekend, and we'll go through some of those. Our area, we've got Andale, we've got Andover Central, we've got Conway Springs, and...
don't forget Cunningham.
Cunningham, I do not include in our area.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're close enough. Who's going to be my fifth game? We don't have five Wichita. I guess it'll have to be Hayes.
Well, Hayes is gonna
lose.
Have a nice time playing Aquinas.
Why don't you do like the Sexmas Secondary Sabres game?
Are they playing Friday or Saturday?
Well, if I
find it, I'll include it.
Yeah.
And I am all in on Andover Central. They got to go beat Miege.
I think they will.
They got to. Because I can't have Miege winning again. I can't have them.
Out of the 15 seed. It's a joke.
I can't have them doing that.
How many have they won out of the last?
They win the volleyball every year. They win girls basketball every year. They win
soccer every year.
It's a travesty. And I've made myself known about that on Twitter or X, much to the chagrin of the Bishop Miege community, who've come after me pretty hard.
A little bit more than a chagrin.
That's okay.
Yeah, you can handle it. Look, you're still all there right now, right?
Yeah, they're way up there.
Yeah.
Way down here.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm not
going to
run
about.
Into them.
Not a chance.
Highly unlikely.
I'm not going to run into him. I'll tell you that right now.
It would be fun if you did, though. Then you could lay into him.
I've been to Kansas City several times over the past year. Don't know that I've seen any Miege people.
No?
Don't know that you haven't necessarily either.
No, I don't know. I don't ask.
Right. What else we got on the show today?
We'll make picks coming up at 3:25, and then you've got a game we'll play at the top of hour number two.
Yeah.
That involves all of us, including
all three.
Max?
Yeah, Max will be included also.
Oh, boy.
No, don't worry. Max is not a big threat.
Max and I will have a battle for second. That's
I don't know about
I'm
going
to have to figure out a way that Max can win this game. He is a important and key participant, but the game is between you and Jason, but Max will ultimately decide it.
Well, but Max has been playing better in the games.
Yeah,
lately.
Maybe Max needs to be in it with Bob, and I'll be the judge and jury.
No, it's not a team game.
No, I know.
It's you versus Bob.
Don't be dense,
and
dude.
Max is the ultimate decider.
I've got one dense guy. I don't need two.
All right.
And by the way, picks, which we'll make at the top of at 3:25 today, the winner of the week, Jeff, with 26 points.
Sounds right.
Duda got 20 because he got his bonus game, but he only got two other games right. I got 17, Max 16, and poor the big fella, just 3.
Uh-oh.
Kid can't get a
is
bonus
he in double
game.
Digits for the year yet?
He's 138. Duda leads at 240.
Wow.
Jeff is next at 226.
Hanging in.
Oh, he's still there.
I'm at 216, so I'm not completely gone yet. You haven't buried me yet, my friend.
A lot of time left.
Max and the big fellow are pretty much buried.
Sure. Well, how many more weeks do we got of this, though? Like 16?
We've done 13 weeks.
10 or 11, something like
that. We're only like halfway through.
I think it's 24 weeks.
Oh, yeah. We're only halfway done.
And you're starting to leak oil.
Well, yeah. Instead of going out like a tortoise, I went out like the hare.
You say tortoise?
Tortoise.
The tortoise.
Oh, gosh.
If you go out like the tortoise.
Don't be dense.
All right, time for a break. I can't take any more.
You know what a tortoise is, right?
We'll be back. The Bob and Jeff Show, 869-1240. Yes. That is the IHOP hotline. Your breakfast partner with Xbox. We like to talk about IHOP, don't we?
Something like that.
Call the home. We'll be back.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I want to thank you for letting me be your friend.
It's too late. So
how was that?
I'm just happy to be here trying to help out
the
ball club.
Must be okay. I got the sweet potato pie, the first of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, you got it.
Here's a touching story I'd like to share with people. So I was... I have that newspaper's archive thing that I can go back and basically see any paper from the 1700s on. And I was doing a little... Can I not tell the story or not?
Go ahead.
I want to hear the story.
I'm into it.
Max, turn his mic off. So I was doing a little Jeff Lutz rabbit hole searching, like reading my old stuff and, you know, searching for my name in the Eagle. And it's not funny anymore. I mean, you've taken that and run it into the ground.
Get to the good part.
I'm trying. And you'll love this. So it has in that little neighbor section, hometown roundup, it mentions our Wichita Cyclones 16 and under play second in the USSSA World Series 1999. And then you keep reading, you scroll over a little bit, and then you get to this, the Huskies, an under-8 boys team won their division of the Sunflower State Games. It's a soccer team, July 24th, 25th in Lawrence. And this is on the same page of the newspaper. I want everybody to understand that. The team members are Brandon Carlos, DJ Gehring, listed third, one David Michael Hahn. We are on the same page of the newspaper together 25 years ago.
What do you make of this? Quote, friendship.
It's either an accident or a misprint, one or the other.
What does that mean? We're right there. Look at that. We're both on the same page.
Your name's not mentioned.
It's right there. Jeff Lutz, right there.
Who was on that team? Read those names. And I'll give you a 1 to 10 on how I enjoyed coaching them.
Chris Costello.
Strange dude, but loved him.
Matt Emke.
Strange dude, but loved him.
Randy Griffiths.
Baller.
Derek Herbig.
Strange dude, but...
cute sister. Cute sister. Next. Aaron Hurd.
Good guy.
Brendan Johnston.
Scary guy.
Really?
Not really, but... I mean,
got to say something about him.
Brendan's a good dude.
He's a little intense. I think we're Facebook friends, but he always was very nice to me. You know?
Yeah, I liked him. I was fine with him.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Quentin Krause,
strange dude, but I loved him.
We had a lot of strange dudes on this team. Justin Light,
strange dude.
Yeah, kind of.
But loved him.
Brandon Litzner.
Rock solid.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets. Jeff Lutz.
Strange dude. Tolerated him.
Adam McNew.
Terrible spades player, but enjoyed his company.
Well, 16 and being good at spades is hard. Brad Smith.
Quiet, unassuming.
What?
Good ball player.
Smitty.
You must not have known him.
Well, I mean, he was somewhat quiet around us, but I knew he had a...
He turned it loose occasionally. Matt Smith.
Loved him.
Who?
My kind of baseball player.
Everybody. I mean, just yes. One of my favorite people ever.
Well, he's my kind of baseball player.
Fine.
You understand
that. He's my kind of people. Haven't heard from him in decades.
Well, but he's my kind of baseball player because nitty-gritty, tough, just competed his tail off.
Right. Chris Westfall. Strange
dude. Hilarious. Brought exactly what that team needed.
Which
the
is what?
The guy that was crazy.
We had a lot of those.
Nah, he was the craziest.
Bob Lutz.
Wonderful coach.
Randy Smith.
Great friend.
George Imke.
Strange dude.
Pat Hurd.
Offbeat.
That's your team.
There you go.
That was a good team.
Sounds like a solid team.
We went into that tournament with a 34-2 record.
Well, we had a good team.
We did. It was quite.
And I enjoyed those years. Those were fun years. No question about it. If I was to break up my life into segments, coaching the Cyclones would be a 4-year segment that was a highlight. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, everybody loved the Cyclones. That was fun.
But we had a lot of strange dudes.
We had some strange dudes. We had winners. We had ballers. We had players. We had everything.
Yeah. And due to, obviously, you could go through that with some of the guys you played with up in Sexsmith,
right?
Oh,
you got to have strange dudes.
Strange dudes.
No, you have to.
You can't compete without them.
Well, you're not going to have a good team without any strange dudes.
We had our share.
I know.
But we all got along. That was the big thing.
Yeah, and they loved their coach. And
cheesy. You have to lead with
another
that.
Cheese it. Every just time you say something stupid,
ridiculous.
I'm eating a cheese.
Stop doing that.
I'm going to let them have one on that.
I think they legitimately might be gone.
Stop well, you've eating ate them all.
And quit Can going you, through them.
Yeah, like, did you? What are you doing?
Quit, you know what?
Dude.
Stop doing that.
That is ridiculous.
I can't find any more Cheez-Its.
Put the
I'm out of control.
Idiot.
Kathy, I'm out of control.
You think that's funny? Do you even know who's impersonating?
No. No clue.
Regis Philbin.
That's
late,
awesome.
Late great.
I mean, the two of you.
What? Hey, if I think it's funny, I'll laugh. I don't care who says it. I don't even care if I understand it.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't even matter. You don't need
it
to understand
matter.
It.
So, we got Thanksgiving tomorrow, but then you have to work Friday morning. Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, real early Friday morning.
Well, we start a little later Friday. We start at 4. And then 3 on Saturday?
See, that would just bum... I'm not made for that. That would bum me out. I wouldn't enjoy Thanksgiving.
No, it's hard because you're going to be tired. Gonna eat, knowing you have to get up, blah 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 blah.
What time's your dinner tomorrow? What time is it?
What day's tomorrow? Thursdays?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
I'm not sure what day's. I'm not sure. It's closer to noon, I think, tomorrow.
Well, at least you'll have a little time.
We'll have some time after, yeah. To sleep, to nap, to eat again. Maybe have a beer.
It's funny, Debbie's listening upstairs. It's on a delay, and I get to hear my Regis thing again a second time. That's fantastic. I will close this, though. I'm going to get too caught up in my outstanding performance and not be able to deliver in real time.
That ship already sailed.
What do you mean?
What is that? What do you mean?
You have never delivered in real time.
Okay.
Just the way it is. This show, I got a note from somebody today that said, What did it say? I'm gonna have to. I'll have to look it
well,
up.
Well, let's paraphrase.
Here's what it said.
Oh man!
First of all, the guy Kelly. First of all, he started out. You guys are not going to talk about Friends University football. Just, you know, out of the blue. There's a way to send an email.
Is there?
And that's not it.
Especially when we talked about
it. And I love you, Kelly, but that's not the way. What you do is, hey, we'd love to hear some Friends talk. Have you guys been able to reach out to the coach? Or, and then I would react like a human being.
Would you?
To that.
So what are you saying to this? What was your reply?
Well, give us more.
Yeah, fill us in.
Well, I'll
what
fill
else?
You.
What else did Kelly say?
Yeah, he had to say more than
now,
this.
Now, here's his first email. How could you not celebrate Friends University? First of all, I don't celebrate anything.
Kelly,
have you ever listened to our show before?
I said, shame on us, Kelly. Never mind that repeated attempts to get their football coach on the radio have not been successful. So yesterday we had Dale Faber on. But again, shame on us. That's how I responded, to which he said, I'm sorry I missed that. I listen almost every day. You guys make me smile. And when you have the three-man booth, I laugh.
Well, that's good.
The love you and Jeff have,
Jason.
The love for you that you and Jeff have for each other comes through loud and clear.
What?
Whoa, yeah, it does. There it is.
He really said that? Is that,
he did say
is that spam?
Everybody in the city knows. It's the truth.
I don't think I'd call it love.
Well, nice. I don't love my son, but there is a word somewhere.
If you'd known about godparents, you wouldn't have had to even think
exactly.
About it.
How'd you do that, by the way? Do you have to be real parents to your kids if you have godparents?
No, they just get to look after them, spoil them. It's whatever.
But can you send them over there anytime?
Absolutely.
Really?
Take them anytime. They used to watch them all the time for us.
Oh, that's like a...
Well, you would have had to baptize me.
You were baptized.
I was?
Yes.
When?
Well, when you were very young.
How old are you? And you didn't know that?
No, I've never been told that.
Yes.
I was?
Yes.
Where?
I can't remember.
Probably at a church.
I'm not sure I was there.
What religion am I?
Pop was there.
Let me know. Fill me in.
He dropped you off out front.
I mean, yeah, it sounds about right.
In a baby carriage.
I think I sent the godparents.
So I don't really know which of my parents would have wanted that to happen. I don't think that happened.
It happened.
I wish I could go back in time and listen to that discussion between you and my mother. Should I be baptized? What? I mean, no offense.
Well, we want to, you know.
That's not something that I would have considered a priority for you two.
I don't know what happened. It could have been in the midst of something. Who knows?
You think Kelly's mad at us now for outing him? We didn't say anything
else. Well, you know we love you. Even when we don't act like it. But anyway, I don't remember the details of your baptism. Most people would remember that. They'd have photos.
Yeah, it didn't happen, dudes.
And
well, unless he was just like right hung over that morning and had no clue what
you know
was
if my
on.
Sister was baptized?
Or it could have been that we were walking to the car in a rainstorm. I'm not sure.
That sounds more likely.
Not sure. Well, I'm not sure.
I would
sure
almost
exactly.
have to agree with you on that one.
There's no way.
All right.
First of all, my dad would have burst into flames just walking into a church.
Wow.
Hey, don't. The first time we started going, I thought it was going to happen to me. So
remember, the love that we have for each other comes through loud and clear.
I have been to church numerous times throughout my life. Most recently with our friend Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But
a while
yeah.
ago, but I absolutely, I was there every week.
This is like 12 years ago we're talking.
Whatever it was.
That's a long time.
That'll get you through.
I think so.
Time for a break before we...
What are we doing now?
...territory that could have long-term effects. Here's Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. We're going to talk high school football championship games. Joanna, I mentioned in the last segment... Jeff was saying if I went into a church, it could go up in flames.
No, you would go in. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said.
The whole thing.
And I said that I was in a church. I've been in a church many times, including your marriage.
That is true. We got married at Mount Vernon Church, whatever denomination that was.
There you go. So, first question I got to ask you. I had Derby winning it all. I had them as one of the best teams in the history of the state. I had them, boy, I was singing their praises. And Manhattan came to town and really kind of dispatched of Derby. How'd that happen?
Well, first of all, Manhattan's very good, very well coached. They've got a very strong program, and it's been there for quite some time. Carter Aslan is an outstanding quarterback. He's very difficult to stop, whether he's running or passing. And they've got a receiver, Dunnigan, who I didn't put it on TikTok because I didn't want my students to be mad at me. But he had this one-handed grab for an interception that was so impressive. And, I mean, he's just really highly skilled. You know, Derby was hit by injuries. Brain got injured in the quarterfinal game. Middlebrook has been out for a while. He came back. Martell Jackson had been hurt for a lot of the season, and that just really hurt their secondary. You could just see them kind of pick apart that secondary a bit, and that was one of their toughest aspects of their team. And Brain is a game changer. You know, he's such a big target, and he's got such good hands, and he's so strong that, you know, he was kind of like your emergency guy. I mean, if the play falls apart, Brain's going to make the pass and get the first, or going to make the reception and get the first down. So I think that's where they just kind of got that. That's where they got hurt. But props to Manhattan, very good team.
Man, if I'm Brandon Clark, I don't know how feasible or realistic this is, but man, next year I'm going to every top program in the state and seeing if I can get them on my schedule for one of those one or two games that you get outside of your league. Because, man, it sounds like I didn't see that.
I'm saying, man.
Man, I didn't see that interception. But the way you
Denver?
But the way you describe it, man, is like they just hadn't seen that level of athleticism that any other team they played probably wouldn't have made that play. So Derby's got to get some difficult games before this level. They didn't have any.
Well, and frankly, I mean, let's take a step back, first of all, because we're talking, it's a 2-year schedule for football. So there's nothing they can do. Okay. So they're stuck with the schedule. But let's take a look at this league, right? What do we know about the ABCTL and how it was formed? It was formed for one reason and one reason only, and that is football. And the fact is, the other teams in the league at that the same size as Derby or about that size did not stick with the bargain, right? Salinas have been, I mean, they're maybe Salinas Central's coming back up, but they just bottomed out there for a while. And so it's tough to have to face teams that are not at your level, you know, but they're kind of stuck right now. They had Manhattan on their schedule the previous 2 years. You know, Bishop Carroll would have been.
And they had Bishop Carroll on their schedule.
Bishop Carroll. We used to clamor for that game. If only we could have Carroll and Derby. And now look, Carroll is nowhere near the program that it was.
You're right.
And they played Hayes, which is in the 5A title game. I mean, I don't know, man, yes. If I agree. Duda.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Speaking of teams that may not be I can't think of what I'm going to say.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Listening to Jeff for the last 45 minutes has just knocked me out.
Well, you want to
ask? Anyways, what about Andale and Topeka Hayden?
Holcomb last week. Holcomb didn't put any dent.
I thought that had been closer. Will this game be closer with Andale? I don't think so.
Andale is proving, I mean, again, that they are at that special level. And, I mean, I would be very surprised to see them walk away without getting a championship. However, I don't know if you guys know this, but I detest predictions. Like, I detest them. I literally gave this 3 touchdown lead that I said that was going to happen for Derby in that game. There's a reason why I never give predictions. That's crazy.
Yeah, but we give predictions on the show all the time,
all the time.
We're wrong.
Yeah,
we're,
we don't
we're
care
right,
if we're
like
wrong.
30 to 33% of the time.
We got nobody to answer to.
That's true. That's true. Although I do sit back and think, thank God I'm not at the Eagle anymore, where I would have to have someone tweeting at me about, you idiot, how did you make such a crappy prediction?
And you had to predict back in the day. You had to make the prediction.
I want to take you back to a day from yesteryear, way back when I was first doing high school sports. I was asked to pick every game in the state, Joanna.
Oh,
can you even imagine that? Crazy.
No.
Absolutely,
I mean, I
crazy.
Thought it was,
say, just insane.
I would have to pick the, I think I picked like CPL, ABCTL, CKL, and City League. And I think that was it. And that was already too much.
Yes, I agree. All right, let's get into the game that I'm most interested in. And I think most people in our area are most interested in. And that's the 4A title game coming up at 1 o'clock Saturday at Emporia, Andover Central and Miege. I've made my feelings about Miege very evident, very clear. Everybody knows where I am on this. Andover Central's had a special season. This looks to be their all-time best team. I don't think anybody would dispute that. It's important to me personally that Andover Central wins this game. I believe they are the favorite, and I know you hate to pick, but this is set up. It has to happen, correct?
I'm getting worked up just thinking
about it.
First of all, can I just go back here for a second? And, you know, Andover Central has had quite a few teams play for state titles. I mean, like, how many times have they been in the state title game in the past 10 years? I mean, they're, you know, and how many times have they lost to Miege? I mean, I don't know. And my question to you about Miege is, well, what's your answer for them? I mean, kids can move so easily through to schools now, and yet if they don't do a bona fide move, you basically can go wherever you want before your freshman year. And after that, you're supposed to sit out a
year.
Here's my
problem with them. You want to know my problem with them?
I do. I do.
They stay at the 4A level, in my opinion, strategically. They stay at the 4A level so that they can win and win and win and win and win. They could go to 5A. They have open enrollment. They could build their enrollment to go to 5A. They could probably even get to 6A. Bishop Miege.
Do we know they have that much space for that many students? I don't know that.
Well, I'm giving you my opinion.
Yeah, take that, Joanna.
You just dismantled him, Joanna, and I love to see it.
No, nobody dismantled me.
I got you a little bit there, Mr. Bob.
I just took a sip of my whiskey at this moment, just so you know. Just like, oh, yeah.
Nobody dismantled me. There has to be a solution because it's like the Dodgers going out and getting Blake Snell. Just an embarrassment of riches. They don't need Blake Snell. It's basically saying, we got the money. The rest of you are just playing along. And that's Miege. Yeah. The rest of us in their world are just playing along.
Well, and we see it happen in boys and girls basketball, too. I mean, I just don't hear these same complaints when it comes to soccer or golf or tennis, which the private schools overwhelmingly dominate. I swear, I didn't hear a peep about private schools in football until 2009 when Collegiate won in 3A, Miege won in 4A. And then suddenly, I swear, everything changed. Miege might have been 5A now that I think of it. But, you know, I get it, and I get the frustration. But I just want to point out that if Andover Central loses again to Miege, that sucks. But it should not diminish what a phenomenal season Andover Central has had or what an incredible program that Derek Tuttle has been part of building. I just, you know, it is really tough to win a state title. I mean, talk to anybody. I remember having the conversation about Heights winning 4 straight basketball titles in boys. Well, he had Perry Ellis. I was front row seat to how difficult those 4 years were. Does anyone remember the end of the 62-game winning streak, you know, when they lost to North and they lost to East? And then had to play East again in the sub-state. It is tough to win a state title. Props to Andover Central and the great year. Whatever happens in their title game.
Did you just use a 62-game winning streak to highlight a program's difficulties?
Yeah, but even so, I mean, we can't act like it is easy to win a state title. I mean, it's not. So, and we look back.
We're not acting like it's easy. I will point out that half of the teams playing for a state title in 3, 4, and 5A coming up Saturday or Friday are private schools. I guess we're just at the point where we just okay. Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah, but what about Aquinas? Aquinas sucked in football until Randy Dryling went there. They were not good in football.
Asian Hayden.
But Aquinas, until they got Randy Dryling and an excellent coach, they were nothing in football. Do they get top players in the Kansas City area? Maybe so. I'm just not privy to that. And frankly, Keisha should do something about it. If kids are just transferring willy-nilly, do something about it. Then rise up as a state, and say this needs to stop. But they have the multiplier in, don't they? They put the multiplier in.
I never learned multiplication. I don't know what they did. I'm not that interested in all those things. I just know that I'm going to be irritated if Miege wins on Saturday afternoon against Andover Central. That's all. I'll get through it. It won't ruin my weekend. I'll just be irritated.
I get it.
Joanna, we appreciate your time. We've got Conway Springs in Class 1A taking on Centralia. There you go. That's a safe one. We talked about Andale and Hayden. We've got two eight-man championship games coming up in Greensburg, a six-man championship game. Big weekend of high school football. We'll talk to you next week and get maybe a basketball preview in, okay?
That sounds exciting. Bye, guys.
All right, Joanna Chadwick, Bite Magazine. We'll be back and play a game on the Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda, who's sound asleep over to my right.
He's not going to do well then.
We'll be back.